Three signs that you are resilient. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from tough or stressful situations. Unfortunately, it is a popular misconception that resilient people don't feel stressed or upset during hard times. This misconception causes many people to believe that they are not resilient, even if they are. Luckily, some key signs point to you being resilient. With these signs, you will be able to determine your current level of resilience and start implementing new techniques to become even more resilient. Let's check out these three signs that show whether or not you are resilient. Signs of resilience. 1. You're self-aware and self-accountable. A key aspect of resilience is knowing your strengths, weaknesses, and limits. This requires you to be keenly self-aware. Self-awareness allows you to know and understand yourself and push yourself to become the best and most resilient version possible. More so, self-awareness must be backed up with self-accountability. Self-accountability is when you hold yourself accountable for accomplishing your goals, dreams, and work. If you are self-aware but not self-accountable, your self-awareness is useless because there is no way to use your awareness to become better. If you are self-aware and self-accountable, you already have one sign of resilience. If you struggle with self-awareness, though, that's okay. Start practicing mindfulness and set goals for yourself. 2. You accept your limits. Another sign that you are resilient is that you accept your limits. Resilient people know what their limits are and push themselves to be the best version of themselves, but they do not feel overwhelmed or discouraged by their limits. In other words, limits do not get resilient people down. Instead, resilient people view their limits as an opportunity to grow and form connections with other people. Whenever resilient people have hit their limits, they ask other people for help. Not only does asking people for help allow the task to be accomplished, but it also allows for connections to be strengthened. If you find that you accept your limits, then you are probably resilient. Many people find accepting limits difficult, though. If you are one of those people, try creating and reciting mantras about accepting limits. Additionally, start asking for help when you need it. 3. You have a strong support system. Finally, the third sign of resilience is that you have a strong support system. It is a popular misconception that resilient people are loners and can handle things on their own. This is completely false. In fact, resilient people often have very strong support systems. Support systems can include family members, friends, and community as a whole. The purpose of a support system is to have a place to go or people to talk to whenever you feel upset, defeated, or alone. Having a good support system is crucial to handling difficult situations that may come your way. You probably are resilient if you already have a strong support system made up of a variety of people. If you do not think you have a strong support system, there are ways that you can strengthen your connections. Try doing fun activities with your loved ones and friends and asking them for help when you need it. Final thoughts. It is important to know whether or not you are resilient. The reason for this is that it will help you to know what you need to work on in order to become the best version of yourself. Using these three signs, you can determine if you are already resilient or if you need to do a little more work.